Sorry, I got interrupted there. Just talking about the car trouble. Just talking about the opposition that Nehemiah was experiencing, first from external, then from internal, and now again from external enemies. And then there's a little bit of both. We get sort of prophets who had nonetheless been hired to oppose Nehemiah, and they were trying to ruin his reputation and all this kind of stuff. Nonetheless, they persevered and they completed the wall. And the completion of the wall had the effect that, I guess you could say, the enemies were afraid of in chapter 6. Because when the enemies heard that they had finished it, it says in verse 16, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence. Why? Is it because they know that Israel is now a military superpower? Not at all. They realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. They realized that the God of Israel was looking out for and watching out for and protecting and working on behalf of the Judahites. And they recognize sort of God's sovereignty, at least in some, God's superiority, even if not God's sovereignty, but his superiority. In chapter 7, he does some more administrative work. He puts in charge of Jerusalem his brother Hanani. Hanani, along with some other ones who are in charge of the forts and everything like that. And then the end of chapter 7 is a list of the exiles who had returned. It wasn't enough. The city was large and spacious, but there were very few people. But there were few people in it, and the houses had not been rebuilt. So, and you can understand why that would be. If the walls are not up yet, it's not a safe place to be, and so it makes sense that people might not be eager to rebuild their houses there as quickly as we might think, or as quickly as they might have hoped. So we get this long list of the exiles who had returned, a list that Nehemiah finds there in chapter 7. Also, there is a reference to, I believe, the same list in Ezra at the beginning of Ezra. Maybe they're even the same list. Point being that, like I said, back when we were reading Ezra, it's going to be important later for them to know, you know, who had been there before, who has returned, who has not returned, who does stuff belong to, what their genealogy is, who's a Levite, so they can do Levitical things and all that kind of stuff. And like the exact number of the people that were there and all that kind of stuff. It was important for them to have. And the very end of 7 is the beginning of chapter 8. At the very end of chapter 7, it says, when the seventh month came, and the Israelites had settled in their towns, comma, and then chapter 8 starts. Remember that the chapters and verses were put in much later. The books weren't written with chapters and verses. The chapters were put in first, and then the verses were put in the Middle Ages. So there's a great event at the Watergate. The Watergate Hotel. It sounds like Ezra might have been spying on Nehemiah. No, that's not true. Rather, there's going to be a good reading of the law, but we will get to that tomorrow. Just to say, though, that anytime the Lord starts working, anytime the people start doing the Lord's work, there's going to be opposition. It is not true that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. That's not necessarily the case. It might be. But it might not. But it does look to be a biblical principle that when the people are doing God's work, there will be opposition to it. And there was sort of one of the things that Nehemiah sort of describes is, I mean, look at all the opposition, the internal and the external opposition, the internal, the external, and then sort of the both. That they have to deal with. So I will leave it there for today and come back to it tomorrow. We have the reading of the law, and we have some beautiful prayers from Nehemiah. All right, let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, Grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow for the reading of the law in Nehemiah.